Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
In case you guys weren't aware, there is a conspiracy against Donald Trump with respect to his candidates, the people that he's picking. I know this because I know it from the inside. I can tell you. Let me give you an example. So 38 of the 55 wins that Donald Trump talks about were people who were going to win regardless. That's what D.C. is circulating. So you've got a fact. If D.C., if the Rhino Republicans were supportive of Trump, they would say, yeah, he's 55-0. Let us crown a new leader of the Republican Party, and let's ride this wave, and let's show the Democrats that we are firmly behind one another. But I can tell you firmly from the inside that there are people who go, big deal. 38 of those wins were going to happen. Very true. No question. Trump, it isn't some Midas touch that Trump is ordaining around people around the country. Most of these candidates that he picked of those 55 were going to win. So that only leaves 17 of the 55, and 5 went into primaries. And now we're seeing the outcome. But what we're also seeing is a destructive element inside of the Republican Party that says we're not going to have one de facto leader. I cannot blame people for saying we're not going to just put all of our chips in the Trump basket or the McConnell basket or the McCarthy basket or whatever, because we as a conservative movement have to pick the best people who are doing the best things for all of us. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. We have a cancer inside of the Republican Party. It can be healed. It should be healed. And some people think that, oh, DeSantis will heal it, or, you know, there's some magic person that will heal it. It is not going to happen that way. Let me just tell you, DeSantis, if he becomes the guy to go at, you know, the go-to guy, there will be people inside of the party trying to destroy him. Just the way it works. Conservatives, in many cases, folks, I hate to give you the news, are no better than leftists when they set their sights on somebody, and they set their sights on Trump. The reason why Trump is the best person to fight it is because he truly is an outsider. He's really looking at it. I will tell you, I don't like his style. I don't like that Trump goes out half-cocked, and he picks these people, and any, you know, whether it's Mo Brooks, and then he says, I endorse you, I unendorse you. You know, I like you, now I don't like you. I could give you some more inside baseball that when Trump is making his decisions about who to support, he looks at how much money was donated, and he gets upset. He goes, why'd you only donate this much to me? Now, he's not trying to make it sound like, you should, it's not a shakedown, but what he's saying is, why didn't you show support? How do I know I can really trust you since you did not make these donations? But I will tell you this, his insiders, the people that work for him, are not doing anybody any favors because they've already picked their favorites. Let me just save you some suspense. These are not picks that Trump makes. These are people who bring these dossiers to him, 10, 15-page dossiers that are already slanted. So if the pickers, let's just call them fact checkers, don't like the person, then they tee it up in such a way that that person can't get selected. And Trump, he's a busy guy. He can't look at – do you know the number of people running for Congress, right, that want a Trump endorsement? And then throw in the third of the senators and however many of them that want a Trump endorsement. I mean, there's, again, 33 senators, 435 congressmen. I'm not saying all of them want it, but many of them do. What about gubernatorial candidates? How many of them? What about attorneys generals around the country? And I could go on. They all want this endorsement. And Trump's got a team working on this through American, whatever he calls it. I don't know, Make American Pack or something like that. They're busy. And they're going to make mistakes. But here's the problem that Trump has is he's taking on too many. He should be very selective about these things, and he should make sure that he's picking winners, and he's not doing that. And in some cases, as I said, he's being led around. Peter Thiel, good example, billionaire. Peter Thiel is giving private jet time to people like Tucker Carlson, to people like Steve Bannon, and then telling them who to endorse. Think about this, folks. It's an elixir for somebody to say, I'm going to make my private jets available to you for wherever you want to go. You want to take your family somewhere? Have you ever been on a private jet flown into an FBO where the jet takes you there and then somebody comes and picks you up in a town car or a big SUV? You've got a driver. They take you to some really nice hotel, probably paid for again by the same person. You do your event, rinse and repeat. You start to feel pretty special. Tucker Carlson makes a lot of money, but he doesn't make private jet ownership money. Steve Bannon's doing okay for himself, but he doesn't make private jet ownership money. But that's what's happened on the inside with those guys. And I'm going to bet you money that the majority of you listening to this program today don't know that that has occurred. So it's manipulated. Forget the money that goes to the candidates themselves. I want you to understand what a mouthpiece that comes from somebody who's got billions of dollars who says to media people like Bannon and Tucker, I'm going to make a jet available to you here. But here's, come sit in my home and let's break some bread. Let me tell you who I'm for. If you want to continue having this jet available, and if you want to be in the big boys club, here's what you need to do. That's how it works, folks. And Donald Trump is being lured into that and making decisions and has people from the Thiel camp giving him advice. Well, as we say in engineering, junk in, junk out. If you don't give me good product to work with, I can't give you a good outcome. And I think Donald Trump's going to start experiencing this. He's got races coming up. You can brag you're 55-0 until you're not 55-0. And it's okay if you're the great Bear Bryant or the great Coach K for North Carolina or whomever to lose a game or two. But when you start losing at the regularity that I predict Trump will if he keeps with these willy-nilly endorsements, it doesn't look good. And it can't be self-serving. It has to be with the intent of bringing the Republican Party together and not being divisive. More when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Politics is an ugly sport, folks, and I do my best to give you a little bit of inside baseball. I'm not going to mention any many names. I'll mention some where, you know, it's public knowledge or you can figure it out if you do a little bit of digging. But I'm not going to, you know, talk about who I'm talking to and why I talk to these people, because there's lots of races out there, and some I'm involved directly in and others I know about tangentially. But I do know the dirty inside part of politics, the amount of money that is involved and who wants influence and why. And I'll tell you, when I was talking with some very, very wealthy people, and I could not understand this. I could not understand why people made such a big deal of hanging out with a senator or saying, yeah, you know, get Senator so-and-so on the phone, or I was talking to, you know, they invite them to parties and want them at the galas and things like this, until I was having a discussion with one of my billionaire friends. And he told me about something that he wanted to accomplish. And for the record, there's nothing wrong with what I'm going to tell you. But it does explain why they put the money into it. So I tell you what, the best way for me to describe it is a scene from Hannibal Lecter where the guy, Gary Oldman, plays, he ripped his face apart and he hates Lecter. And the guy says to him, they put pressure on Clarice and, you know, through the FBI. And the guy that runs the FBI says, well, you know, this rich guy, Gary Oldman plays, says he doesn't have enough money to buy a senator, but he's got enough to rent one from time to time. And that statement has always stuck with me because that's exactly what these people want and need. If you want to get something done, you want to believe that you can pick up the phone, talk to direct. You're not going through an underling. You're not, you know, you can pick a directly up, pick the phone up and say, get me Senator so-and-so on the phone, and he or she will answer. And there's no bureaucracy for you to go through. You have a direct line to your people to say, here's what I need from you. Now, you know, it's not meant to be nefarious. I'm not even saying that it is. You may have a need that says, I want to protect children, you know, from sexual assault, you know, sexual abuse, you know, but the access. Now, what I'm going to get to explain here is it's the level of access. Some of you got to call the office, you wade your complaint, you say, you know, you're faxing or you're, you know, if that you still do. Do we still fax? Or you're PDFing or whatever, your phone, making a phone call, or you're singing IM or trying to get a hold of them on Twitter, and it's being ignored. And other people can pick up the phone and leave a message with that office and know that within 5 minutes, that senator or that congressman or that governor or that judge is going to call them back. And if you watched enough of, you know, shows like House of Cards and things like this, you understand the inner workings. And I'm going to tell you, as much as I know about it and as much as I understand how to pull those levers, I still would never do it. And here's what I would say to most conservatives. Even though if we knew how the game was played, I make a phone call to get my permit so I can build my business on the waterfront or whatever, and I got to do a favor for this, that, and the other. The level of bargaining, the number of plates you got to keep spinning to do that is there are very few people that want to do that. That's the way I look at it. So, you know, what do you do? Yeah, I'm just telling you, most of us just put our heads in the sand and we say, you know, earmuffs. You don't want to know. And I'm going to tell you, I know enough about it to be dangerous. And I'm somewhat of an insider. It's an ugly, ugly business. And so I tip my hats because people say to me all the time, are you ever going to run? I was asked this at a big fundraiser the other day. I said, never, never, not going to happen. And I say this because I don't want politicians thinking of me as competition. I want them thinking of me as the person that is going to keep them on the straight and narrow. You know, let me get back to Trump and his recommendations and things like this, his endorsements. So Cawthorn, who had won before, young guy, you know, and I get the appeal of Madison Cawthorn. Who was the guy that did Magic Mike? That's who he kind of reminded me of. Anyway, young guy, good looking dude. That's who you want. We want this lineup of youngsters that are coming in, fresh blood, that have strong conservative values. And he loses in the 11th congressional district primary because of scandals. And I'm going to tell you, here's another little bit of inside baseball. I don't know why I've just decided to do this. I can tell you the level of scrutiny that goes into a candidate would blow you away. I know things about candidates. I'm not going to go into. I'm talking about Democrats. I know things about Democrats that could make me rich. I know I have Oppo research, access to some Oppo research on people that would blow your mind. And I would, even though these are my quote, I mean, they're not my enemies, but these are people that philosophically I disagree with. I wouldn't expose it because I'm just not that type of person. But the level of opposition research would blow your mind. So I can't even imagine. Madison Cawthorn, I think they said, was in drag. Who knows? It could have been for a Halloween thing. I was in drag one time. I did drag. I forget what it was, but it was a bunch of us guys. They said, let's all dress up as women and go do the gay parade thing. And we did. And none of us were gay. Well, I say that. I don't think any of us were gay. Well, let me even just say this part, because I only could want to tell you what I know. I know I'm not gay, but we did. We dressed up like women, put on the make. I mean, it wasn't meant to be good. It was like, okay, y'all know we're dudes, right? But we did it because somebody, I don't know, did we? I think we lost a bet, so we had to do it. But we did it. If you pull those pictures up, I would have to explain it. Now, I would explain it the way I just explained it. You know, because I'm not going to run from it. But that's the kind of stuff that happens. And I'm telling you, Madison Cawthorn, I don't know what they did. I haven't seen any Oppo research on him. But what I see with him is the Republican Party saying to Trump, we're going to show you that you better make better choices. I believe this is the McConnell machine, not looking into other people, but actually spending money to go after Republicans. Now, why do they do this? They do it because if Cawthorn had gotten into the general election, who knows what the Democrats are digging. And don't misunderstand me. Democrats are digging on each other, too. They're not in a good way. They're digging dirt on each other the same way Republicans are. But I'm going to tell you, the machine is trying to bring down Trump. And Trump better be careful, because Democrats are targeting MAGA. And what I'm telling you is the Republican Party is just as complicit in targeting MAGA and ultra MAGA as Joe Biden and team. Don't be fooled. They're involved.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is cheering the bids by Finland and Sweden to join NATO.
Today I'm proud to welcome and offer the strong support of the United States for the applications of two great democracies.
Biden meeting with the leaders of the two European allies at the White House and calling it a momentous day. He said NATO is the most powerful defensive alliance in the history of the world. The man accused in the mass shooting at a Buffalo grocery store has been indicted by a grand jury. Some family members of the victims were in the courtroom, with one yelling out to Peyton Gendron as he was let out after the hearing was adjourned.
Hey, you're a coward!
Gendron allegedly killed 10 people at the Tops grocery store last weekend. He is charged with first-degree murder. He remains held without bail and is due back in court on June 9th. USA Radio News. FDA Commissioner Robert Califf testifies before the House Appropriations Subcommittee for Agriculture, Rural Development, Food and Drug Administration about the ongoing baby formula shortage. He says the Abbott Laboratories factory in Michigan is on track to reopen in 1 to 2 weeks.
It looks like it is going well, that Abbott has remediated a number of the issues, and we're going to make sure it gets done as quickly as it possibly can.
The House also voted to approve a $28 billion supplemental bill to address a baby formula shortage. The Senate is giving the thumbs up to a new ambassador in Ukraine.
The Senate confirmed Bridget Brink overnight as U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, filling the post as officials plan to return American diplomats to Kyiv during the war. Ms. Brink's reputation precedes her, as she was confirmed by the Senate unanimously without a formal roll call vote. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
One of the things I say in response to the media is when they talk about, especially early on, about the way I did my job, I said, I will absolutely leave the court when I do my job as poorly as you do yours. And that was meant as a compliment, really.
Welcome, everybody. That was Justice Clarence Thomas, one of my heroes. I got to tell you, I love that laugh. And I've heard it firsthand in his chambers when we were yucking it up for 2 hours on my birthday, which was totally by accident. But I got a chance to spend some time with him. And you should see the behind-the-scenes stuff that we have about him. If you're a member of what we will call the Backstage Club, we'll let you see a lot of the videos that I take behind the scenes as we're talking about these various issues. Not anything, you know, I'm not here to be an expose guy. I just want to show you the different people in a different way, a different environment. You know, let me ask you this. How often do you think you're going to get to see a Supreme Court justice just chilling, right? Just having a conversation, showing me their office and talking about different artifacts in their office and stuff like that. But he is right not to trust the media. Oh, my goodness. Joe Biden, 22.3 million Twitter followers. But according to a new audit, that number is actually closer to 11 million. Half of Joe Biden's followers are fakes, which, by the way, is probably about what he got in the real election. About half of his votes are fake. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Fakes. I mentioned AOC, 12.9 million people, fakes. Now, let me tell you what this does. When you see a number of 20 million, you think, whoa, what an influencer. What do you think? Who's interested in Joe Biden? Do you know Joe Biden can hold a press conference? He can hold some sort of a meeting, and he can't get 200,000 people to watch it. If I had 22 million people on Twitter, do you think I wouldn't be dominating media? Now, they're fakes. I don't even believe the 11 millionaire he is, which is what they say he has. I think they're carryovers from Obama, or they just say, we're going to give you this many. I know this is what goes on with these different accounts. I worked with at least five different social media firms. At least.
startups for people, you know, for us, conservative groups that were starting up different ones. And let me tell you, every single one of them said, Kevin, why don't you come over and join us? And I go, why would I do that? And they go, well, first of all, we'll give you X number of people to start. So I didn't, these aren't people I would have connected with. These are people they said, we've got a database of 2 million. We'll get you 200,000 people to start. So you at least have some interaction and you become an influencer. It wasn't organic. Now, Trump Social didn't do that. I'm up to like 100 people because we're growing it organically. But I guarantee you, there are people at Trump Social that team said, you're going to hit the ground running with 500,000 people. We're just going to connect them to you. I complained about this when we first got started up over there. Said, you have to pick two friends. You know who the friends are? The Bonginos, the Mark Levins, the Sean Hannitys, the Trump Jr., etc. They're stacking the deck. Now, maybe everybody's real over there. I don't know. But the point is, it's not you organically growing your message. How about we have a platform where they let you put your message out, people resonate with it and go, man, that's awesome, and they connect. That's how Facebook started. Facebook, I say this all the time, but we grew 4,000 or 5,000 per day. I would go get up from my computer, go grab a sandwich and a pop, come back to my desk and have grown 200 people because that's the level of organic growth. People loved what I do and they still do. And it wasn't fakes. I didn't pay for any bots or say, please grow me with this or that. But I'm going to tell you, there's something to be said for doing that. There are a lot of people who have this false sense of influence. And let me tell you something else about these people. They get very cocky. Suddenly, a person you don't know that, look, I'm no great shakes. I spent 3 years on Fox, but that's no big deal. A lot of people do. But people do know me because what I did was memorable work. There are people who spent time. There will be nameless, but I've got people in my head right now. They have grown their social media footprint and they think they're stars. They think they're a big deal. And we pretend that they're influenced. You see, oh, look at the number of retweets they got. And then you click on it and you go, who is this person? I don't know this person, but they're an influencer. So we've got people out there who believe they have influence. They don't know anybody. They haven't done anything of significance. The only thing they did was build a big social media footprint. And the rest is history. It's almost like us giving Holly weirdos or entertainers so much more credibility in our lives because they can make melodious sounds come out of their mouths or they can act, you know, in some movie that we like, and we give them so much more credit, so much more influence over us. And now we've got a new set of influencers, people that we're supposed to respect. This guy's got 2 million people, Kevin. Why? Because they do, videos of trying to put a diaper on their dog or something. Look, if you're relevant, I'm not begrudging them by any stretch of the imagination. But why can't you tell us the truth? The guy who wants to start a misinformation division is lying. The first thing they should start is Joe Biden to say, listen, I think we should clean up social media. Let's get rid of all the bots and all this other stuff. Let me tell you what happened with us. One of the reasons why I left a social media site that I was dealing with. When I first got over there, the guy goes, well, we've got 300,000 people. So as my tech team started, we did exactly what Elon Musk is doing. We were looking under the covers, and I said, you probably have 30,000 people. And he admits it. Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a lot of bot traffic and all this. They put bots on there. That's the way they started. If you ever look at dating sites, go on a dating site, you'll get bombarded with people going, hey, hi. And it'll be, they scrub pictures off the internet, and you think people are interested in you. They're nothing but bots sending a message, and you think, oh, wow, well, let me respond. I mean, people have no clue what digitally can be done to them, and they don't even know what's going on.
The majority of that stuff is certainly on the front end is not real. And Twitter and Facebook, they didn't clean it up. Now there's some of them are starting to. Facebook no longer has to do it with smoke and mirrors because they make enough money. Now they want to verify, are you really who you are? Isn't that the way it should be? Anyway, SparkToro's tool found that 49.3% of accounts following the official at POTUS Twitter account are fake followers, based on an analysis of number of factors, including location issues, default profile images, and new users. And what they're telling you is exactly what I learned when the bots attacked me. When I made my tweet about the Kavanaugh accusers, that they are lying skanks, and they are. We got all this traffic, and Fox panicked. Oh my gosh, the Twitter storm is lit up on you, Kevin. Blah blah blah. They didn't say it that way, but it was essentially that. And we were looking at these people that were attacking me. And it was very clever, because if you don't look under the surface, it looks like, you know, wow, are these people so mad at me? I wasn't that high profile to be getting hundreds, if not thousands of messages daily talking about how bad I was. But then you got the theme of it. You can almost see where they wrote the theme like, okay, say he's bad. So we'd be like, man, you suck. Man, you're terrible. You're bad. You're awful. You know, and so you got this, okay, they used a thesaurus. They, you know, did an attack, you know, algorithm that just kept adding little things to it. But we looked at the people attacking me. Most of their accounts started within a week. They had very few tweets out there, like maybe three tweets they'd made prior to talking to me or messaging me. And then boom, suddenly I'm under full blown attack. They were all bots. There probably weren't 50 people legitimately who gave a crap about what I said about the Kavanaugh accusers. And yet Fox News overreacted. Oh, my gosh, it's lighting up our Twitter page. Do you understand that is what the left does when they seek and destroy? Say we can target this guy. And there's an industry built on doing that to get rid of the people who are relevant. And Fox succumbed to it and did it. And I swear on my mother's grave, you know, these were all fakes for the most part. Joe Biden, the fake president and the fake Twitter influencer.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Social media people are just incorrigible. Liars and scammers. And they do things that, certainly at the onset, they don't clean it up, but they make people believe that they've got more followers or listeners or whatever. And when you really boil it down, either you have them or you don't. And then when you look at how they've stifled people who really did have legitimate growth, I had amazing numbers and would have had even bigger numbers on Twitter, but they banned me on Twitter. They literally took my account off of Facebook. And they do this because they don't want people to get organic growth. And but look at the influencers that we are told that are influencers. Is Kim Kardashian really that big of a deal? Does she really have the millions of followers that we say? My short answer is no. But my bet is this. Somebody wants to be in with her, so she contacts Twitter, and somebody says, oh, man, we've got Kim. Let's just push all these people over to her. That gives her influence. And you know what it does for her? It gives her mega, mega money. She can say, I want to do this. You know, here's my new makeup. And everybody thinks now that she's got so many followers and she's such an influencer that she gets $20,000 a tweet or something outrageous. When if they just let her grow organically, she probably wouldn't have a fraction of that. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. It's maddening to some degree because of the level of so-called influence people have. And I'm sure some of it's legit. Some of these people are very clever. And I am happy that social media gets some really strong minds out there. You know, James Woods, what a thrill to have this man tweet. I mean, I just want to be his buddy because he tweets so well. And there are many others. I've met some very Cernovich, I think's his name, sharp guy. You know, I don't know their backgrounds or whatever, but these are very, very bright people, politically astute. I love finding these jewels in there. And these are people that I would love to exalt to say, oh, yeah, this person here needs to be listened to. I also think I'm one of them. But here's what I don't like. I don't like that everybody doesn't feel as I do. I don't like that these people don't say, you know what, that Kevin Jackson, his tweets are powerful. I'm going to make sure, even on Reddit, we have this thing called Reddit. I post on there, it's one of the biggest conservative groups out there, and every time I post, you know what it says? You don't have enough social clout yet on Reddit, so we have to monitor your post. You know, the moderator determines if you get to be on there. So somebody is a gatekeeper to my stuff, and I don't know that I ever see it. I don't follow up, but I post regardless, and I always get the message, you're not enough of an influencer. Who needs to be? Who's defining the influencers? Some person nobody knows who holds power and dominion over, does your little thought get out there or not? This is crazy stuff. Spark Toro, we were talking about Biden's number of actual people looking at Biden. Let me tell you, they said Biden had 22.3 million. Now they say it's actually closer to 11 million. And I'm going to tell you, Joe Biden doesn't have 2 million people in this country or around the world who give a crap about who he is or what he does. Not 2 million. So that's just it's a lie. And I can prove it because Joe Biden can hold a State of the Union speech, and nobody wants to see it. There's not like some clamor to see it. Joe Biden could go say, I'm going to have an event at the biggest venue I could have at 50,000, 70,000 seats, and you could have a college football game right next to it. The college football stadium will be full, and Joe Biden won't be speaking to 1,000 people. And you're going to tell me he's got millions of people to give a crap about what he does? Twitter is only a microcosm of your popularity. In other words, if you've got 22 million legitimate followers, that means you probably have 100 million people that know of you, that care about you, that are like, "Ooh, I wonder what's going on with this person." Well, Joe Biden might have a lot of people that know him, but I can tell you this, he doesn't have a lot of people to give a crap about what he says. The Saudis don't pick up the phone when he calls. Macron doesn't pick up the phone when he calls. No world leader gives a crap about Joe Biden at this point. They know he is not running the country. That's why they don't pick up the phone. But he's got 22 million Twitter followers. Woo, he's a baller. He's a major player, Kevin. He's an influencer. They said a Tesla CEO, Elon Musk, who is currently trying to buy Twitter, expressed concerns about the number of fake accounts and a potential crackdown that could see users such as Biden lose a huge number of followers. Let me tell you what they did before they kicked me off Twitter. They
we had 71,000 followers, which was, they were keeping me down, keeping a brother down. And they dropped me down to 64,000 in a day. And by the end, I had 51,000. They took 20,000 of my followers, which, you know, isn't a lot for the Candace Owenses of the world or whatever, who had millions. So they took me down, which I'm going to tell you something. I don't believe that. I don't think that the Candace and some of these so-called big conservative influencers have the same. I think in many cases the same thing's happening to them. People want people to believe they have more influence than they have. It's not a slam on them. I'm not, certainly not at the level of Joe Biden here. But anyway, my point is they started reducing the number of people, and then I made the tweet that, hey, Jack, why are you not considering the New York Times fake news when they lied about Sicknick and how he got killed? And poof, I was gone. So if that really, that's what it takes. You tweet the truth and you're off. They gave me warnings. Kevin, we're taking away your people. Now, do you think mine were bots or do you think they were legit? They took away 20,000 legitimate people from me. And you may recall at the time, people like James Woods were saying, what happened? How do I lose 10% of my people overnight? So it's been a cabal for a lot of the time. Now, Elon Musk is saying, I want to get to the bottom of it because he thought there was only 5% of Twitter accounts that are fake. He estimates now that it's much higher, as many as 20%. So I ask you this, is it fraud for Twitter to overstate its members? I think it's fraud. Because, again, you're basing it on what is the influence of my site in the advertising world. It would be like the NFL saying, we had 5 million, you know, 20 million viewers when they only had 10 million. But they were charging $1 million for Super Bowl ads because they did it based on, well, if we have 20 million people watching, it's this and the other, and da-da-da. And they do the math, and then they find out it's only half. Shouldn't they give half of that money back to their sponsors? So if Twitter has, let's just say it is 20%. If it's 20% less, should Elon Musk reduce his bid by $8 billion? My answer would be yes. Here's what he tweeted. 20% fake scam accounts, while four times what Twitter claims, could be much higher. My offer based on Twitter SEC filings being accurate. Yesterday, Twitter CEO publicly refused to show proof of less than 5%. This deal cannot move forward unless he does. See, he doesn't want to show that. Just like the Democrats don't want to show you their evidence on Russian collusion. Just like the Democrats don't want to show you what's on Hunter's laptop. Just like the Democrats don't want anybody digging into the big guy. And I could go on. This is nothing but a metaphor for leftism. That's all it is. It's a fraud being perpetrated on the body politic. Because not only is Twitter lying about its numbers, Twitter, like the IRS, is persecuting conservatives, taking away our real numbers because they don't want us to have influence. They want to suppress your speech. They want to suppress your rights. They want to suppress your ability to free think and put your ideas out there for public consumption. They don't want you to do it. They don't want your voice heard. And when they're asked to produce the evidence, you say you've got that evidence, Adam Schiff. Where is it? Well, Twitter, you have the evidence. You have empirical data. Show it. You think it's going to happen? I don't.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.